what happens to infants and other children before they reach the age of reason, or people who never reach a state of reason who die without baptism. Look, I know this is a sensitive topic, but unfortunately, the truth does not care about our feelings. And just so you know, I have 6 grandchildren and only one of them has been baptized. So it's not as though I'm unsympathetic to anyone's individual situation. But the truth is the truth, and the truth is hard to bear sometimes. And just because we don't like what the truth is, doesn't mean we can change it. Which brings me to the 2007 International Theological Commission's document titled, The Hope of Salvation for Infants Who Die Without Being Baptized. It reads in part, "The conclusion of this study is that there are theological and liturgical reasons to hope that infants who die without baptism may be saved and brought to eternal happiness, even if there is not an explicit teaching on this question found in Revelation." The document continues, "It is clear that the traditional teaching on this topic has concentrated on the theory of limbo, understood as a state which includes the souls of infants who die subject to original sin and without baptism, and who therefore neither merit the beatific vision, nor yet are subject to any punishment because they are not guilty of any personal sin. This theory, elaborated by theologians beginning in the Middle Ages, that's not true by the way, never entered into the dogmatic definitions of the magisterium, even if that same magisterium did at times mention the theory in its ordinary teaching up until the Second Vatican Council." Now, this is true. Limbo was never made dogmatic. It is also true that it has not been condemned. The document itself says that the theory of limbo remains a possible theological opinion, so we can believe in it. The document goes on to say, "However, none of the considerations proposed in this text to motivate a new approach to the question may be used to negate the necessity of baptism." What? You're telling me that saying someone can go to heaven without baptism does not negate the necessity of baptism for salvation? That's what it just said. Continuing. "When the question of infants who die without baptism was first taken up in the history of Christian thought, it is possible that the doctrinal nature of the question or its implications were not fully understood. Only when seen in the light of the historical development of theology over the course of time until Vatican II does this specific question find its proper context within Catholic doctrine." Oh, okay, so we needed Vatican II to fully understand this. Are you noticing a trend here? This is what the Church always believed, but Vatican II gives us the right to change it. And just what is it that the Catholic Church always believed on the subject of the fate of infants who die without baptism? Well, baptism is necessary for salvation. This is clear in the Bible, tradition, and has been declared dogmatically by the Catholic Church. I'm not going to flesh that out for anyone who disagrees with the necessity of baptism for salvation. I have a video titled, "You Must Be Baptized to Be Saved, Even Infants," if you want a defense of that position. For the purposes of this video, the necessity of baptism for salvation is assumed because this video is for Catholics, and that's what the Catholic Church says and has always said. For instance, the Council of Trent, Session 7, Canon 5 says, "If anyone saith that baptism is free, that is, not necessary unto salvation, let him be anathema. This is because we are born with the guilt of original sin, and that alone will send us to hell." Second Council of Lyon says, "The souls of those who die in mortal sin or original sin only, however, immediately descend to hell, yet to be punished with different punishments." Council of Florence says, "The souls of those who depart this life in actual mortal sin or original sin alone go down straight away to hell to be punished, but with unequal pains." And the Council of Trent again says, "If anyone denies that infants newly born from their mother's womb, even though they sprung from baptized parents, are to be baptized, or says that they are baptized indeed for the remission of sins, but that they derive nothing of original sin from Adam, which has need of being expiated by the laver of regeneration, which is baptism, for the obtaining of life everlasting, hence it follows as a consequence that in them the form of baptism for the remission of sins is understood to be not true but false, let him be anathema." And then the Council of Florence also says, "Regarding children indeed, because of danger of death, which can often take place, since no help can be brought to them by another remedy than through the sacrament of baptism, through which they are snatched from the dominion of the devil and adopted among the sons of God. So I don't know what this non-infallible document from the International Theological Commission is talking about, that it has come to the post-Vatican II church to determine this. It seems to me that three ecumenical councils have already determined that baptism is necessary for salvation, including infants, Trent going so far as to anathematize anyone who says infants don't have to be baptized to go to heaven. Now, the church does recognize three kinds of baptism: water baptism, which is called ordinary baptism, and two extraordinary forms of baptism. First one is baptism of blood, where a person is martyred for being a Christian before they are baptized, and their martyrdom serves as their baptism. The Holy Innocents, the children who were killed by Herod when he was looking for Jesus as the Holy Family escaped to Egypt, are saints, and none of them were baptized. A lot of people try to use this as an example of how infants can go to heaven without being baptized. But the Holy Innocents were martyrs in the very real sense, and you cannot apply that to all infants who die without baptism, even aborted babies. Pope Sixtus V said that the souls of aborted babies do not go to heaven, using that as justification for imposing the death sentence on those who performed abortions. Now, of course, this was not infallible. And then there's baptism of desire, where a person has the desire for baptism, even if it's not an explicit desire, but dies without water baptism, their desire serves as their baptism. And I suppose you could say that every infant has a desire for God that we lose at some point, but even this document says that applying these two extraordinary forms of baptism to unbaptized infants is problematic, and it gives no real answer other than we can hope for their salvation. And if you want to believe that infants who die without baptism go to heaven, the church gives you that right. But this is not what the church has always believed. And the councils of Florence and Trent that I quoted specifically say that the sacrament of baptism is necessary for infants to be saved, and baptism of desire is not sacramental. So what has the church always believed? Well, according to the Catholic Encyclopedia, this statement from St. Gregory of Nazianzus is representative of the early Greek fathers. He says, commenting on the fate of unbaptized infants who die, they will neither be admitted to the just judge to the glory of heaven, nor condemned to suffer punishment, since though unsealed by baptism, they are not wicked. St. Augustine had a much more dire opinion on the subject. St. Augustine convinced the Synod of Carthage in 418 to reject the concept of limbo, or any place in which children who pass out of this life unbaptized live in happiness. St. Augustine and the African fathers believed that unbaptized infants share in the common positive misery of the damned, and the very most that St. Augustine concedes is that their punishment is the mildest of all. Now, this view prevailed until Thomas Aquinas. Pope John XXII issued an epistle to the Arminians in 1321, which states, "Teach that the souls of those who die in original sin go down without delay into hell, where, however, they suffer different punishments from those who die in actual mortal sin." So as you can see, the church has never believed that infants who die without baptism go to heaven. The church has always believed they went to hell. The question is, do they suffer punishment? Thomas Aquinas, deviating from the Augustinian view, opted for the early Greek view expressed by St. Gregory of Nazianzus and fleshed out the doctrine of limbo as a place properly called hell, since it is not heaven. However, since they are guilty of original sin only, they suffer no pain, even the pain of loss, but rather enjoy natural happiness, as well as have access to the angels and the saints. They are only deprived of the beatific vision. So rather than be in a quasi-hell, it is more of a quasi-heaven. And yes, a parent who lost a child that wasn't baptized and is now in limbo will be with them in the afterlife, even though that parent is in heaven. And while it's true that the limbo of the infants is theological speculation and never made dogmatic, it is hard to believe the church would be wrong for all these centuries. Not to mention, the most likely alternative to limbo is not unbaptized babies go to heaven. Limbo is the best option that we can hope for, and it may be more than just hope. Pope Pius IX, in Quanto Confessior Mororo, August 10, 1863, said, "God, in his supreme goodness and clemency, by no means allows anyone to be punished with eternal punishments who does not have the guilt of voluntary fault. So we can take what the Councils of Florence and Trent say about the necessity of baptism for infants to be saved, along with this statement by Pius IX, and limbo is the only logical conclusion. And it's the position that was held and taught by the saints throughout the centuries, saints such as St. Amsel, St. Peter Damian, St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Albert the Great, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Bonaventure, St. Pius V, St. Pius X, St. Francis de Sales, St. John of the Cross, St. Robert Bellarmine, St. Alphonsus Liguori, and on and on and on. But why did the post-Vatican II Church decide to rethink limbo? Well, the document from the International Theological Commission itself tells us. It states, such an explication is called for today by pressing pastoral needs. In these times, the number of infants who die unbaptized is growing greatly. This is partly because of parents influenced by cultural relativism and religious pluralism who are non-practicing, but it is also partly a consequence of in vitro fertilization and abortion. Given these developments, the question of the destiny of such infants is raised with new urgency. Parents experiencing grief and feelings of guilt when they do not have the moral assurance of the salvation of their children, and people find it increasingly difficult to accept that God is just and merciful if he excludes infants who have no personal sins from eternal happiness, whether they are Christian or non-Christian, from a theological point of view. The notion that infants who die without baptism are deprived of the beatific vision, which has for so long been regarded as the common doctrine of the Church, gives rise to numerous pastoral problems. In other words, we the modernists running the Church, in watering down the faith, have caused a situation where people are no longer baptizing their children and living lives of sin. As a result, many infants are dying without baptism, and the parents of these children are coming to us, and we don't want to deal with the situation that we have caused. And we really just want to tell them that their child is in heaven. And we believe Vatican II gives us the right to throw away almost 2,000 years of tradition and official statements from the Church on the matter and say otherwise. Again, the answer to the problems caused by liberalism is always more liberalism. It's not that more infants are dying than ever before. We've experienced the lowest infant mortality rate in human history over the last several decades. It's more infants are dying without baptism. And the fact that since Vatican II, more children are dying without baptism is not a rational reason to change the common doctrine of the Church, as that document itself calls it, and it doesn't change their fate. Rather than trying to change the common teaching of the Church over the centuries, they should be encouraging people to get their babies baptized. Until my next video, God bless.